WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Local law enforcement say over a 48-hour period last week, area hospitals and clinics have seen 24 patients with drug overdoses involving synthetic marijuana products. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says one death may be attributed to smoking products such as K2, Spice, and Kush.
We're encouraging the public, if they see somebody that is in medical distress and if they know that, relay that information to police and first responders. You know, sometimes people don't want to give that information because they're afraid they're going to get somebody in trouble. But the more information that we have, we stand a better chance on tracing back to the source of this and also providing medical personnel with the information they need to adequately treat the person who needs help.
The victims range in age from the late teens into the 40s. Volunteers interested in what would have been the 30th Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley event are being told it's not going to happen. Organizer Danny Morrison says the kitchen they use to cook the 80 to 90 turkeys needed to serve 1,200 meals was not available. Those facilities are operated at Texas A&M by their private provider. The regional marketing director for Chartwells in Austin tells WTAW News during the summer the availability of the kitchen used in the past was uncertain due to construction. On October 1st, Chartwells notified organizers the kitchen would be available and the offer is still open, along with assistance from campus dining staff. Today brings more delays for motorists on Rock Prairie Road through the construction zone at the freeway. More lane shifting will take place between 8:30 and 4:30 to allow the final portion of pavement construction to take place. The Texas Department of Transportation says the project is ahead of schedule and, weather permitting, will be completed around the end of the month. And drivers in the area of FM 2818 and Rio Grande might see some delays this morning as workers switch to new signals around 9. Before the Texas A&M Board of Regents started debating next year's tuition and fee increases for the system's 11 schools, which passed by a 5-3 margin, they congratulated the Aggie women's and men's track teams. Head coach Pat Henry thanked the board.
Some of these people you'll see in the Olympic Games coming up here not too long, and we have a good group of them here.
Athletics director Eric Hyman also attended the board meeting and handed out throwback football helmets that were featured in their last home game. Hot on the heels of the torrid meteor showers, people from Central Texas to the Metroplex saw something unique Saturday night. About 8:45, an apparent meteor streaked across the skies. Wiley resident Cindy Alanis was looking toward the southwest when she saw it.
I saw a ball of traveling really fast toward the ground and followed by a long fire trail.
Astronomers say if it wasn't a meteor, it could have been a piece of space debris. No word on whether it hit the surface of the Earth. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 62 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I've talked about stuff on the radio for a number of years now, and it never surprises me as to what people take away from what I've said. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I think I've been stopped and asked more about Brazos Valley MMA than anything else. Well, I'm happy to report that it does truly work to the tune of 10 pounds over the last month. I feel a ton better, and it's a lot easier to keep up with my 8-year-old. It's fun. No, really. I'm always doing something different. I'm not going to lie, it's hard work, but I love it. It's a combination of boxing and jujitsu. There is some traditional stuff like weightlifting and cardio, but it's done in such a way that you don't so much know that it's, air quotes, work. It's a lot different than just personal training, and with even better results, at least for me. Matt is my personal trainer slash coach slash instructor, because I'm learning a lot of stuff. He mixes up the workouts, so I really look forward to going in, and I go in 3 days a week. I'm not only getting into shape, but I'm also learning a skill and how to protect myself and my kiddo. To find out more, go online to BVMMA.com, or they're real easy to find. They're in the mall down in the Sears wing.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning, it's 8:08, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather.
It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's a Normandy Tractor. Go to normandytractor.com.
Warm weather across the region today, but that's going to be changing with time. Colder temperatures will push down tomorrow night and Wednesday. Sun today should lead to a high of 75 to 80. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 60 overnight. Partial sun tomorrow. By late in the day, there could be a shower or thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, 65 to 70. Partly cloudy, breezy tomorrow night, 40 to 45. Wednesday, sunny, with highs of only 55 to 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, I think it's really important whenever you can add audio to a story. I mean, we're radio, so audio is what we're all about, right?
Yes.
Like that. Whenever we can do that, that's a good thing. And we always know that when hurricanes happen, we're going to end up, or tornadoes or whatever, we'll end up hearing chainsaws on the news, right, eventually.
Yes, that is kind of SOP.
That's right. So today, Fox had that.
Now, oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
If you're in a pickup truck and you've got the windows rolled down and it's a regular AM radio, you thought we weren't playing anything. Now, if you happen to have high def or you've got the windows up, let's just listen together here. Okay, that's snow. I mean, they actually want to run ambient sound of snow falling.
Legitimately white noise.
Yeah, because, the real thing.
That's a palm face minute there.
We don't get snow here often, pretty much ever. But I was in Dallas one time, and it was snowing, and I just realized how loud snow truly is.
It can be. Depends on where you are, what kind of a surface it's hitting.
Yes.
And it's making you when it hits the microphone. But, yeah. Anyway, good on Fox for doing that.
Very, very nice ambient sound, though,
Scott.
That's very relaxing for a few minutes as people are setting into their office jobs. And
there's some more. Okay.
Just saying. I feel better.
Yeah. Okay. A British farmer has converted his car into a giant sheepdog on wheels. Dave Isaac, who's 46.
For Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah. Spent over $3,000 covering the Peugeot estate car with fur.
Wow.
His goal was to make the car look exactly like his favorite dog, who had passed away recently. He and his friend built it in his barn, copying every last detail of his old dog. Unfortunately, after taking the finished machine out for a spin, he was notified it really wasn't street legal. So he's selling his woolly car on eBay. He says, as long as she goes to a good home, I'll be happy.
How does one go about cleaning?
Yeah, really. Vacuum it, I guess. Hello.
Hey, you might want to adjust your antennas. I'm hearing snow on your broadcast.
Thank you.
Oh, very nice. That was good.
Yeah.
All about the timing, Scott.
Timing is all about everything. I got to get the button bigger.
You need one of those easy buttons.
I do.
Have Dusty rig that
exactly
up for you.
Right. Have an easy button. Well, I need several of them, you know.
Ah.
Because my favorite one.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
Yes.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
How many politicians got that call on late Tuesday night?
Oh.
Think about that.
Man.
Oh.
Would that be cool?
Hello. That'd be very cool.
Senator Grussmuffle. Well, Senator. And then hit that. Yeah. All right.
Nobody has said yet to President Obama, which I'm a little disappointed, very specifically, elections have consequences, Mr. President.
Yes. As a matter of fact, well, once again, it wasn't his fault. It's those you who weren't voting out there. We know what you wanted, even though you didn't come to us.
I like the presumption that the 2/3 of people who couldn't be bothered to get out of their easy chair to go vote were all going to. Well, actually, that's a pretty good guess.
But
they were going to vote.
Well, but they suddenly become relevant?
Yeah.
A lot of stories, and again, because I was on vacation, I had time to read about a bunch of stuff. And just how the Republicans, you know, the Democrats have just been beating the Republicans when it comes to real drill-down information on who wants to vote and what the issues are. Karl Rove got himself a president elected by doing what he did in Texas for 43. He found out what the issues were in different parts of Texas.
He had the speeches keyed to that. He had the television commercials keyed to that. He had the direct mail keyed to that. So that those hot button issues in those, down to the voting precinct sometimes,
yep,
were mentioned in the way that they advertised, which is really pretty cool. And so now we get to the point where we have all these different dynamics that they can come up with, and they can put them into the commercials and make all that happen. The Democrats have been very successful with doing that. The Republicans, not so much. Well, the Republicans basically stole that idea. That and also taking a whole bunch of money and running it through nonprofits. Oh, that's what that IRS thing was all about. Now we know why they were trying so hard to do that. But saying all that to say this, reading the story about how Harry Truman was elected president over Dewey, who everybody thought was going to win. Because after all, here was Harry Truman. He's a vice president who had ascended to the presidency on the death of FDR. And he'd run a clothing store. He didn't have a college degree. Why would this guy be the president? So what he did is he embarked on a train tour across the country. Exactly. Well, what we didn't necessarily know is he had six guys who were finding out what the issues were 3 and 4 days ahead of where the train was going to stop. And they would customize the speeches, not only to introduce the local officials, but to also talk about what was basically the most important thing to the voters in that part of the country. Even in 1946, something like that. They were doing it back then. A little bit harder to do, a little bit tougher to get the information to the candidate so that they could get the speech written, and had to be, you know, banged out on a piece of paper for them. But, you know, they were doing it back then. They're doing it now. And I found it was interesting that that was going on.
Well, what's the oldest adage in politics? All politics is local.
It is. Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, Cleveland.
Detroit, sir.
Detroit.
Oh, yeah, that too. So,
Mr. Bailey Braley.
Braley, but that's okay. But she was there, which was the most important thing. Now, Few Good Men. Pretty good movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good movie.
Oh, no.
What?
What you're going to say.
Oh, about the play?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to make a play out of this. We'll see how that works. By the way, you know, is it the Fish Drill Team? Is that right? Is it the opening credits of A Few Good Men? Yeah. Anyway, so it's Aaron Sorkin's play, A Few Good Men. They're going to air that on TV. Live version of it. See how that works. You know, I'm no scholar in Shakespeare, but I know that people talk about doing Shakespeare so difficult because you have so many people in the room who know the play.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you need to make sure that their expectations are met, not just the person who's there because their high school teacher told them to show up. And A Few Good Men is that way.
I mean, sure.
Yeah, that scene is so mesmerizing. We know exactly how that scene is supposed to be done. Who's going to be able to do that? Who's going to be able to do the Tom Cruise?
You can't handle the truth. Yeah, you can't handle the truth line is
right. Well, you need me on that wall. You want me on that wall. All of those. That whole scene ends up being, you know, basically the show that the movie that we remember.
No, the whole movie builds up to that moment.
I mean, there are a lot of great scenes in that movie, but that's what you remember. And don't know. Well, they haven't cast it yet.
That'd be cool if they cast it with the existing, because, I mean, those guys could still play those parts.
Yeah, Tom Cruise could. I don't know if you want to get Nicholson in there. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Tom Cruise hasn't aged a day.
Well, he has. But
a bit. Well,
yeah, I know. And the thing is now,
because he's not human, he's an alien.
Now, is it going to be, of course he is. He was the president who, oh, you're talking about Tom Cruise. Yeah, Jack Nicholson was the president killed by the Martians.
Yes.
And Jack Nicholson now is about Schmidt Jack Nicholson.
Not yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle...
You damn kids, get off my lawn.
Metamucil. Okay.
Variety reports NBC's in the middle of negotiations with Sorkin. See if that can work. Anyway, we'll see. By the way, Sorkin says that his current show, Newsroom, is over. When it's over, he's getting out of the business. So he's not going to be there anymore. Told the Los Angeles Times he doesn't expect to work on another show, saying, I know about the whole never say never stuff, but I'm pretty certain. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm pretty certain that I'm about to write my last three episodes for television, and that's it.
Is that still any good, that show, Newsroom?
You know,
I don't know. I watched the first two and just couldn't go there.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, okay. I thought you were one who did.
Yeah, no. I just
I watched a couple of them and it was just kind of meh.
Yeah, I just I thought it was going to be a lot better. The promos were better than the show. Oh, yes. What I thought.
It was supposed to be so even-handed, right down the middle.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, and of course, he wrote A Few Good Men, so but we'll see. He may go back to just writing movies. But, I mean, here's the one thing that you can – and maybe this is the problem. Every time Jeff Daniels got up there, I saw the guy from Dumb and Dumber. You know?
And Lloyd?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But yeah. All right, $6 Million Man, you ready for a remake there?
The New Bionic TV. Dude's coming back?
Mark Wahlberg, apparently. Ooh. Yeah, we'll see. Thanks to inflation, however, the movie will be called The Six – $1 billion Man.
That's not. I almost think they need to go to trillion.
So we'll see. And as you might expect, he'll star in the film. He's also the producer. Updated storyline about a former astronaut named Steve Austin who, after a horrific crash in an experimental plane, saved by doctors when he's fitted with bionic replacements like both legs, a right arm, and a left arm.
Well, with recent rocket history, that's not far.
I was going to say, well, I got a story on that. I'll dig it out here in a few minutes. Yeah, who knows if you want to be doing that rocket thing. Here's a shock for you. Toy Story 4 is in the works.
Yep.
Wouldn't you expect? Why would you turn down that paycheck? Daily Variety says Woody and Buzz will be back sometime in mid-2017 with Hanks and Tim Allen. Both back as voices of the dynamic duo, the original Toy Story released in 1995 by Pixar Films.
We talked about this while you were out. Only 25% of the films right now being released have any original backing. Everything is part three based on...
Well, and again, I guess that helps sell the concept. To be able to come in with a new concept is really difficult. I was watching a show last night that had... Helena Bonham Carter? Yeah,
Helena Bonham Carter.
And we were just talking about how good she was, and that brought up The King's Speech, which was just a perfect movie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that and Shawshank are like top two.
Right. I think everybody who has seen those just went, wow, what a great story. And, you know, that was based on fact. That was truth right there. They didn't have to make any of that up. There weren't any special effects there. Same thing with Shawshank. I mean, there aren't any special effects in there. It's actually the movie that stands by itself. So it is. It's unfortunate. I think there are people like Richard Linklater, though, who do some of that kind of stuff. I mean, he's an Austin filmmaker, has had some success. And Lost in Translation. Bill Murray does a lot of
that.
Those.
Was so weird.
It was a very weird movie, and I didn't get it, and that's fine.
Me either.
All right. But I haven't. I'm anxious. To see the new Bill Murray movie,
St. Vincent.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the reviews on it. But again, when you go into his movies, you don't know what you're going to get until you get there, and you go, "Oh yeah, that's it."
I don't think he knows either.
Well, that's probably part of the. That's probably part of the allure to it.
That and Interstellar are on my to watch list.
Oh, yeah, that'll be...
I went to Big Hero yesterday.
And?
Not bad.
Good. Hello.
St. Vincent is just outstanding.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So happy to hear that.
Two thumbs way up for St. Vincent.
Yeah, how many people were in the theater?
It was a small theater, but we had a good crowd. I don't think it's going to be here very long.
Yeah.
I
mean, is it here now? Is it?
Okay. It has been, yeah. Okay. And if you're going to go, you better go soon. All but right. Way up for this movie.
Okay, so it wasn't
Bill
like...
Murray is just outstanding.
Have you read the story about how he got the part? How the guy that got him?
Yeah. Okay. Classic Bill Murray.
All right. Very good. Thanks. Yeah. There we go. Okay. So Cliff Howard went to see it.
Yeah, Dusty was in the same theater when I saw Big Hero.
Oh, yeah. And?
It just kind of surprised me. I hear this voice. Whoa.
What is Big Hero?
It's the animated movie with the inflatable superhero.
Oh,
okay. It's like a big marshmallow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Actually, it's really, you know, as kid movies go, I've certainly seen a lot worse.
Yeah. Last time I went to a movie with somebody, you know, I think other than my wife, I was just to show you how long ago that was. It was Something About Mary. Is that what that was called?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Ended up sitting next to somebody I knew, and you know that was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah. A little uncomfortable, was it?
Laugh at some of those.
Are you
places.
Laughing? Are you laughing? Okay,
Hello.
We can laugh at this.
Good morning.
Hey,
I went and saw St. Vincent yesterday. I went to the 12:15 showing, and it was me, my wife, and one other couple.
Wow! And did you enjoy it?
Oh, I love that movie.
All right, good. Excellent. Thank you. I'd see it again. Sometimes I like that. I don't like a full theater sometimes because they're idiots in there, you know?
Yo, without question.
They'll laugh or they go, what'd he say? You know, and you'll miss another line. So, yeah, see it again. Like, you know, seeing a movie with Elvis. That's the way to do that. Coming up in about half an hour, a little bit less than that, as a matter of fact, the return of Bravo Brazos Valley. That'll be a Monday, Wednesday, Friday feature, and it starts today, and again, in about half an hour from now.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Stocks appear headed for a positive start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Stocks may try to extend a three-week winning streak. The futures suggest the market will start out modestly higher this morning. McDonald's reports last month's sales for U.S. restaurants open a year or more were down 1% from October of last year. Global same-store sales were down 0.5%. McDonald's sales report was not as bad as feared. If your holiday gift list includes a cruise fan, more than 9,000 stores now sell Carnival Cruise Line's gift cards that can be used to pay for cruises or for purchases on board ship. Walmart's being affected by the austerity campaign in China. The giant retailer says same-store sales in China declined in the latest quarter on weaker demand for gift cards and other items related to the Chinese culture of gift-giving. Meanwhile, Johnson & Johnson is looking for acquisitions in China. J&J CEO Alex Gorsky tells the Wall Street Journal he sees opportunities in China. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep, you are eligible to receive a free two-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free two-week supply of Renew.
Call 1-800-997-9615. 1-800-997-9615.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's a Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami Melt, a monument to flavor loaded with dry rub, pepper-crusted beef, and melty cheese. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Introducing the new Subway Simple 6 menu. Six of our best 6-inch subs, now in made just for you meals for just $6 every day.
I got it made fresh at Subway.
Take your pick from six of our best subs, like the Italian BMT, tender turkey breast, sweet onion chicken teriyaki, and more. With a 21-ounce drink and a bag of chips, the new Simple 6 menu is value made simple every day. Yeah, you so got it made.
Subway. Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras plus taxes. Stores for menu selections. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota. Go to dealers.com.
Billy Kennedy and the men's basketball team at its exhibition game last Wednesday night at Reed Arena. The Aggs won that one over A&M Commerce. Final score was 80-71. Aggies getting ready now to start the season. They'll be on Friday night when they entertain Northwestern State. That game tips at 7. Still have season tickets for Aggie basketball for this coming year, 2014-15. And, of course, the Billy Kennedy Show is tonight over many of these same stations.
The biggest thing, we never quit. You know, our guys kept fighting. We closed out the first half.
Coach responds to questions from the floor tonight from 7 until 8. University Drive location of Wings and More. You'll hear it on this radio station tonight starting at 7 o'clock, the first Billy Kennedy show of the year. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Is a laptop on your shopping list? Don't do a thing until you hear my list of the best and worst laptops. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Start your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss. But not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. They can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With their Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month, that's a little crazy. They've helped millions of small business owners, and they can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, web hosting and 24/7 live customer support totally free. GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
I get it. A laptop is a pretty big investment, so the last thing you want is one that breaks down or is tough to repair. The best laptop to buy is the pricey but highly reliable Apple MacBook Air. They start at $1,000, but like most things Apple, they just work. For Windows, check out Dell's XPS series. These aren't just laptops. Flip over the cover and it turns into a full tablet, starting around $800. For even lower budgets, look at Lenovo's $220 N20. It's a Chromebook. Now, Chromebooks run on Google's operating system, and everything happens in the cloud. So, if you're not online all the time, pass. Finally, the brands with the highest failure rates are Acer, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard. Unless they're dirt cheap, stay away. Consumer Reports has released their reports and reliability, too. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at my website. That's commando.com. KOMANDO.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. And we're actually sponsored this hour, if I can pull up the right. Oh, no, we are not today. An estimated 500 visitors were on hand in downtown Bryan Sunday afternoon for the unveiling of the Brazos Valley Vietnam Veterans Memorial. 58 names from the 7 Brazos Valley counties are engraved in the black granite memorial. James C. Kendall, father of Dennis Parker, is one of those names.
I have a few precious memories of my dad. One memory that really sticks in my mind the most, though, was the day that men came to our door and made my mom cry. I will never forget that day.
A 21-gun salute and taps broke the silence, followed by visitors making pencil rubbings of the names of loved ones. The memorial is located in front of the Clara B. Mounts Library. During a 48-hour period last week, local emergency rooms and medical clinics have seen 24 patients and possibly one death resulting from drug overdoses. The only commonality, according to College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger, is that the victims were smoking synthetic marijuana products that include Kush, K2, and Spice.
The problem with these substances is that the exact chemical makeup of these various illegal substances is unknown. The potency is unknown to the user. The source is unknown, so it's very risky when the person ingests it.
There are a variety of symptoms for someone who's consumed these illegal drugs.
Delusional behavior, hallucinations, very hyperactive, combativeness on occasion when dealing with police and first responders and medical professionals. The main medical problem that has been shown is involved in the difficulty of breathing. Other symptoms include severe, profuse vomiting.
Flieger says those who've consumed the drugs need to have immediate medical attention, and if anyone knows the source of the illegal drugs, to contact local law enforcement or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. This would have been the 30th year of Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley, where local volunteers would have provided what has grown to 1,200 meals. But it's not happening this year, according to organizer Danny Morrison, because there's no place to cook the 80 to 90 turkeys. In past years, the birds were cooked in the kitchens of Texas A&M Campus Dining. The regional marketing director for Chartwell's, in charge of food service, says over the summer the availability of the kitchens was uncertain due to construction. But organizers were told October 1st the kitchens used in the past were available. Chartwell says the offer still stands for the kitchens, along with assistance from campus dining employees. College Station Police is looking for those responsible for 12 vehicle burglaries that were reported last Wednesday. Seven were in the parking lot of three fitness centers, and one of those three involved five vehicles. In all seven, someone smashed out windows to get inside. Purses were among the common items taken. And Bryan Police has released a video, which you can see online at WTAW.com, in the ongoing search of two shoplifters from the Walmart on Briarcrest. The man and woman are accused of leaving the store pushing shopping carts containing $1,900 of electronics and computers. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, or in this case, the new bridge on Rock Prairie Road over the freeway. The Texas Department of Transportation reports that, weather permitting, widening the overpass should be completed by the end of the month. But today, more delays are expected, with more traffic lane shifting to allow the start of work on the final portion of pavement construction. TxDOT reports College Station Police will be assisting with traffic control today between 8:30 and 4:30. And the city says to expect delays at Rio Grande and FM 2818 as new lights are switched on at about 9 o'clock. The Texas A&M Board of Regents took time at their recent meeting to recognize the Aggie women's and men's track teams. During that presentation, Athletics Director Eric Hyman presented the board with throwback football helmets that were featured in their last home game. That was noted by track head coach Pat Henry, who followed Hyman.
We have no helmets to give you.
Yeah, Coach Henry, we'll say one of the best track coach in the country.
Thank you. Thank you very much for recognizing this group. This is a talented group of young people.
Regents Chairman Phil Adams of Bryan read the resolution, which you can hear online, as well as see photos from the board meeting at WTAW.com. Former President George H.W. Bush is being honored by the European Parliament as part of events marking the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. Bush will become the first American to receive the Robert Schuman Medal during a ceremony today at the Bush School. Bush was president when the Berlin Wall was toppled in 1989. WTAW News time is 8:36. It's just under 60 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by WTAW. We'll have more news coming up at 12 o'clock today with Chelsea Reber, or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Well, looks like we're going to get our first freeze this week later on Thursday night. It looks like we're going to have a freeze. So as the weather does get cooler, things start to show up probably that you don't want in your house. We're talking rodents, mice, rats, squirrels, raccoons. They're seeking shelter. They don't want to be in that cold weather any more than we do. Remember, if you happen to see any of that or some evidence of it crawling around in the walls or in the ceiling, ABC Home and Commercial Services specialists, they can create a control plan to eliminate whatever the problem is, whether it is rodents or whether it's something else. All it takes is one phone call. ABC will send a trained inspector to your home and develop a plan that's just right for you and your home and what you need. They'll close up any of the openings so that whatever's been getting in can't get in anymore. It'll take care of whatever's in your house already. Best of all, every ABC specialist undergoes a comprehensive background screening so that you can feel comfortable when ABC's team is on your property. So tell Bobby Jenkins, class of 81, heard about it, and you want them to come out and help them. 361-0500, 361-0500. ABC Home and Commercial Services.com. Also, you can do that. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Your home is your haven, and it'll be clean and germ-free with help from Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning. They use first-class techniques to remove dirt, grease, grime, and oils from cement, carpet, tile, grout, and other hard surfaces. They also offer sealants for grout, tile, and natural stone, and even sanitize mattresses. They're mobile and ready to clean, sanitize, and seal for you at Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning, the finishing touch in excellence. Call 903-644-8218 or click bfhsc.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here, a changing weather forecast.
The region today, but that's going to be changing with time. Colder temperatures will push down tomorrow night and Wednesday. Sun today should lead to a high of 75 to 80. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 60 overnight. Partial sun tomorrow. By late in the day, there could be a shower or thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, 65 to 70. Partly cloudy, breezy tomorrow night, 40 to 45. Wednesday, sunny, with highs of only 55 to 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There goes 839. Tired of stupid people?
Well, always.
Yeah. It might not be their fault. It could be a virus. Stupidity is caused by a virus.
What?
Hey.
Well, apparently it's contagious.
Yeah. Yeah. How does it get passed? That's what we need to know. Scientists at the University of Nebraska and Johns Hopkins Medical School that aren't really that close.
No.
Unless Johns Hopkins has opened a new one in Nebraska, we don't know about it. Anyway, they've discovered a virus that infects human brains and makes people dumb. The algae virus affects cognitive functions, including vision and spatial awareness. People infected with the virus can act stupid, even if they have a high IQ. Oh, hello.
How do we know they're not infected?
Yeah, right. I was just about to say, and these are the people who are telling us this, and now are they qualified? Dr. Robert Yolkin says his team discovered the virus while performing an unrelated study into throat microbes. Okay, does somebody come running down the hall? Doctor, doctor, doctor! I found this stupid virus! I mean...
No, it would be done. I found a stupid virus. Yeah, no, I have a two.
Well, I mean, I kind of would like to know more about that. I don't know exactly if it's right or not.
Well, there was a study that I heard that said the flu makes people, right before it shows symptoms,
yeah,
makes people more social.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I wonder if it's a common thing among viruses, because you think about the people who had Ebola. What did they do? They all wanted to run around and, hey, yeah, let's touch things. Let's hug people.
I wonder if that's part, I was going to say, then that is the virus wanting to be able to propagate,
I
right?
know. So how does a stupid virus propagate?
Hello?
I don't think that it was them running down the hallway going, doctor, doctor, I think they were stuck behind the door pushing where on the sign that said
bull. Yeah, I know.
Midville Gary School Larson, for the gifted, yeah, and talented.
Gary Larson, yeah, absolutely. Well, see, here's my problem here. Okay, so obviously anybody doing research, the answer is grant money, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we want to get grant money so we can find a cure. Well, my thought is Washington's going to go, wait a minute, not so fast here. You sure we want to get rid of the stupidity virus?
It's at epidemic levels in Washington.
Well, but again, they want the electorate to be that way, you know? That's the other thing. You know, you think about that. The president was talking about all those people who didn't show up to vote. Maybe they were too stupid to know who to vote for, too.
They don't need a virus for that. There's reality TV.
Yeah. That's it. Honey Boo Boo has a big enough audience. We don't need to do anything
the first
else
communicable
that.
Disease delivered by television.
All right, let's do some smart then. How's this? For the first time ever, a space probe will attempt to land on the surface of a comet.
Yeah,
so
they're
cool.
Advertising the crud out of it, too.
The history-making mission set for this Wednesday, that's when the European... Wait a minute, Eurotrash is going to be doing this, not us? The European Space Agency will release the... What are we calling this? The Philae? Philae probe?
Okay.
Lander on the surface of Comet 67P. Officials who won't know if the landing is successful... Until about 7 hours after the probe is released, scientists worldwide watching this mission closely, hoping the comet landing will provide answers to some longtime questions about our solar system. Space.com says the icy comet is, quote, a time machine containing clues to the composition of the solar system and its very origin some 4 billion years ago. Well, won't it get blown off? You know,
it's not big. I saw as with most things in outer space, it's hard to get a sense of scale. Someone actually took the time to figure it out and put a little Boeing 737 in various spots of the picture to scale.
Okay,
and it's not big. I want to say it's about 2 or 3 miles across, maybe six.
The comet.
The comet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Okay. Hello.
Hey, the stupid virus, they declared a hot spot and Shirley Jackson leaves congressional
office. Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M Office of the President to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Office of the President uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley with Katie Dempsey. I'm happy to be bringing back a segment of a former employer and friend, Tom Turbeville. But Bravo Brazos Valley was more than a project to Tom. It was a chance for him to give back to the community he loved. I know I have some big shoes to fill, but if you'll stick with me through this journey, or at least this segment, together we can highlight all the things that make Brazos Valley great. One of the things Tom championed above all else was his work with our veterans. So it's fitting that our first show revolve around Veterans Day. Today I'm joined by Mike New and Bill Youngkin from the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial Board of Directors. Now, before we talk Veterans Day, tell me a little bit about BVVM.
Well, it is it's a facility. It's located at Veterans Park between Highway 30 and University Drive. There's a portion of the park that's for recreation. The other portion is our part, which is over in the trees, and it's the area that's dedicated to the memorials of the various wars that our country has fought. And we have been slowly and surely providing a statue and a memorial to every one of those so that people who go can see what the history of this country is and what role veterans have played, and a place to acknowledge that role and the sacrifice that so many people have made over the years.
The entire park really just honors veterans, and it's open to the public. It's open when the park is open. And if anyone is interested in going and seeing what is out there, the panels that are available, they are free to do so. They can also contact us. They can go to our website at bvvm.org, and if they would like a tour, we are certainly available to do that at their convenience.
I know BVVM seeks to recognize and honor the service and sacrifice of all our veterans, talking past, present, and future. So in what other ways is that being accomplished?
We're trying to provide a place where people can go and understand all that our country's been through and what our veterans have provided. It's a place for education purposes, too. Bryan Rotary Club has started a program where they are taking elementary kids through and have a docent at every station, and they explain that war, that meaning. It's become a very educational process for school children of our community, which is what it's designed for. And I want to point out, too, it's the Brazos Valley Veteran Memorial. It's available for everybody. The name's on the wall from all over these counties, not just Brazos County. So we hope that if it continues, you'll have to go to Washington, D.C. to find anything any nicer when it comes to a veteran facility. And we think we're almost there already.
Tomorrow for Veterans Day, why not check out this amazing memorial located on a half-mile trail known as the Lynn Stewart Pathway, named for Brigadier General Lewis Lynn Stewart back in 2006, who was instrumental in the creation of the BVVM. Now tomorrow, still at Veterans Park, different location, Lewis L. Adam Memorial Plaza, and I know we have a lot planned.
We do have a lot planned. First of all, we will have, starting at 16:30, as they say in the military, or 4:30, a roll call for the names that are being added to the memorial. And this is something we started about 4 or 5 years ago. And the roll call is conducted kind of like morning formation would be with the military outfit. The name is called, and they answer here or here, First Sergeant or President, or however they did it in their unit. If that veteran is not here, then the family answers for them. And it's become pretty special for those families whose veteran is no longer with us, and they're there to answer for that person. So it's become the kickoff of our program. And immediately after that, we will start our program, which is a recognition of certain aspects of our community and the veteran organizations. And then we'll have a speech by a young lady named Karen E. Forrester, the Texas representative to the National Association of POW/MIA Families. She's on their board, and she's a wonderful young lady and a wonderful speaker, and we're all looking forward to sharing some time with her. Congressman Flores will be there, and he has an award that he presents. And then on the conclusion of the program, we will have the Ross Volunteer Firing Squad will appear. They'll do the 21-gun salute, and then we'll have taps by the Aggie Bugler, and that will conclude the ceremony for this year.
I encourage everyone to come out to the Veterans Day event. That's going to really give them an idea of how we showcase veterans and honor veterans in their service.
For more information, visit bvvm.org or visit my website, brazoslife.com, and be sure to check out my weekly feature, Veterans of the Valley, every Tuesday. I'm Katie Dempsey saying, bravo, Brazos Valley.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
40 years of fun, centuries in the making, Bud Light invites you to join the fun at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Happening every weekend through November 30th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Celebrate 40 years of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Tis the season to place your business ad in the upcoming Christmas issue of Brazos Family Magazine. Learn ways to have the kids help make those seasonal treats. Discover the latest in holiday wear for children. And Brazos Family's holiday issue is your guide to hundreds of seasonal events that are fun for the whole family. For information about advertising in the Christmas edition of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. About 10 minutes till. If you're shopping today, consider the story of the South Carolina Walmart employee who faces embezzlement charges after allegedly using the deodorant without paying for it and then putting it back on the shelf.
Oh, nice!
18-year-old Chandler Roberts confessed to sampling the Old Spice deodorant sticks before returning them to the store shelves. He also admitted to taking over $1,800 worth of other merchandise like milk and cookies, eventually cornered by security after they allegedly caught him on video lots of times. Florida woman accused of stabbing her boyfriend while defending her pet turtle. Yeah. Palm Beach police say Marie Seymour and her boyfriend drinking when he threatened to harm her turtle. Well, Marie admitted to defending the turtle by pulling out a knife and stabbing the guy. Boyfriend treated for injuries at the Palm Beach Gardens Hospital, asked police not to arrest her. I love her. But they booked her anyway. She faces charges of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Who's gonna take care of the turtle?
I like turtles.
Do you? Especially if she's going to be incarcerated for a long time. I'm concerned.
Yeah, you aren't.
Where'd you get the drop? I like turtles. That's great. All right. Call it Polar Vortex 2. The Arctic strikes back. Monstrous storm system that ripped across parts of Alaska, bringing in those hurricane force winds.
So we're going to get a Yeti NATO?
Yeah. Minneapolis bracing for 6 to 10 inches of snow. Look, they know how to brace for 6 to 10 inches,
yes.
Okay? That's not a big deal to them. Michigan could see 6 inches. Again, they know. The East Coast will get some of this. They got it. They know how it works. Happens down here, it's not a good thing. But all right, you allergic to penicillin?
No.
No, you're not. Mm-mm. Even if you say you are, you're not.
What?
No. Research says that most Americans, U.S. Americans, who think they're allergic to penicillin aren't allergic to it at all.
They're allergic to moldy bread?
I'm not sure what it could be. Yeah, rub an orange on your face and see if it turns red. Experts from the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology in Atlanta said, boy, that's a real fun place. You got the CDC there, and you've also got the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. Anyway, they say one study has found that 94% of the people who thought they were allergic tested negative to penicillin's allergy.
Huh.
Researchers say the best way to find out if you're allergic to the antibiotic is to get a skin allergy test. I think I have other things to do. I'm not sure. But anyway.
Just saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, I grew up thinking I was allergic to penicillin, but maybe I'm not.
Did you really?
I did. Yeah, and to this day, I think I am, but, you know, again.
But you're not.
Yeah, really, that's what I'm saying. Teens go to sleep much later than younger children, according to a new Brown University study. How much did we pay for that one? Your typical 9-year-old went to sleep at 9:30 p.m. and woke up at 6:40 a.m. during the school week. By age 11, the average bedtime pushed back to 10 p.m., but the teens still had the same wake-up time. By age 15, your average bedtime is 10:35. By age 17, bedtime didn't come around until 11:05. But in all cases, the wake-up time for kids hovered between 6:20 and 6:40.
I'd be interested to see how much difference that would make between big cities and little cities, where your commute's 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, what you have to do at the beginning of the day.
School starts at, 8 o'clock. Okay, yeah. I'm getting out of bed at 7:30. I can be there easy.
U.S. News and World Report bolstered, they said this new research bolsters the American Academy of Pediatrics' recent recommendation that middle and high schools push back their start times to later in the morning. Not before 8:30. Kids are going, yay!
Parents are going,
Well, again, as we have discussed, the start time of school is tied to the start time of work. What are you going to do with your child? Your child doesn't get picked up by the bus until 8:15 and you have to leave at 7:45? That's a recipe for good things to happen. The later school starts, the better chance they'll cut, just like in college.
Around the corner can be a physical place or a state of mind. BB&T is there, firmly rooted in our community. For more than 140 years, we've been sharing financial knowledge with our clients, our neighbors, our friends, and that's how you can bank today. More informed and more confident in your decisions so you can move in a brighter financial direction. BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC.
Norman G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3800 F2 wheel drive 38 horsepower tractor with power steering and 5-foot pasture shredder with front and rear chain guards, 5-foot box blade for $15,195. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $14,195. That's a monthly payment of only $194. At Norman G. Tractor, you get zero down payment, you get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed prices, shop Norman G. Tractor. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR, Norman G., Texas. See us at NormanGTractor.com, voted best of the Brazos for 13 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
I'm from the Violetta Violin Store. I see you have horses that board here.
Yes, but none of them play the violin.
Our violin bows are made of horsehairs, and we're looking for some.
Your job is collecting horsehair?
It's, not my dream job.
Ever hear of AggielandHelpWanted.com?
They have horses?
No, they have tons of good local jobs on their website.
I don't have time.
You can upload your resume for free, and they do all the looking for you.
Okay, let me ask a favor. Okay, I only pulled one.
Told you she'd hate it.
Oh, boy.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 3 minutes till. I don't know how you celebrate this. It's Shallow Persons Awareness Week.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Was this about me?
Could be, Well, we could do like a marathon of Kardashian shows.
That would do it.
Would work.
I think absolutely.
We talked a little bit earlier about the Virgin Atlantic, or referenced the Virgin Atlantic spacecraft crashing. Wonder how that's affecting ticket sales. New York Post reports that about 20 of the 700 people who each put up $250,000 per ticket to travel into space have asked for their money back after the fatal test crash. Nobody's given out the names of those who have decided not to, but among those who decided to, had signed up for it anyway, Leonardo DiCaprio, Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, Brad Pitt, and Angelina Jolie. I can think about three of those I probably wouldn't want to be on just because they're on it, you know, if you're on the same.
Well, I don't wish ill to anybody, but if that crashed with one or two of them on there.
Go for a ride. And if you've seen newlywed George Clooney on the streets of L.A. today, probably not a stunt. His new movie called Hail Caesar, set to begin filming on location today. This is interesting. Here's some of the people who are in it. Frances McDormand, Channing Tatum, Scarlett Johansson, Josh Brolin, Jonah Hill, Ralph Fiennes. The Coen brothers directing the movie. He likes working with them.
Yes, he does.
It apparently is a Hollywood satire set in the 1950s. That sounds like it could be fun.
Yeah.
Might be, and again, he doesn't need to work. He doesn't need the money, so he's
and like right in Clooney's wheelhouse.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Miley Cyrus gave her pet pig a pedicure over the weekend. Then, of course, she posted the photos on Instagram.
Of course she did.
Pig's name is Bubba Sue. Bubba Sue, I don't know. That'll be a trivia question for you later today. And another photo shows her holding the Bubba while somebody else gave the animal the spa treatment.
Is that like putting outfits on animals?
Yeah, I did. I don't know if a pig can tuck its tail or not, but yeah, the pig would not be happy. This date in history, 1775, Marines were organized under the authority of the Continental Congress.
Simplify.
That's it. 1871, journalist Henry M. Stanley found missing Scottish missionary David Livingstone in Central Africa. Delivered the famous greeting, Dr. Livingstone, I presume. Did you bring beer? I know you didn't say that. The Hope Diamond donated to the Smithsonian Institution.
Because nobody wanted it anymore.
1958, Harry Winston did that. And in 2003, in Pretoria, South Africa, unidentified man robbed an office, taking a computer, cell phones, cash, and fleeing in one of the workers' cars. Apparently, the thief, very proud of the car. Police found him washing and waxing it later that day in his front yard. He was arrested. Don't forget to call for tickets for the show tomorrow at the Premier Theater, WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio.